Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. We're just laughing at something we saw out our window.
Yeah, it's...
People are out jogging already.
Right. Well, because of the weather, I thought it was important we get our morning
run
jog in
early. And that's one of the first things you said to me when I was jogging this morning. And somebody just jogs by... shirtless.
Anyway.
Yes.
Right. Someday.
Yes.
Someday. But we're working on it. We're working on it. September 1st can't come soon enough.
That's righty. That's right.
We could
sweat it off today, though.
Yes. Yeah, 94, 96.
I saw 95 on the news,
and
heat index over 100.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
But I think it's over then. In terms of 90-degree days.
I think so.
And we have had, and you know, we've talked
beautiful
about
summer.
This. Right? Just a beautiful summer. EAA was great.
The
festivals, the music. We had music at the park last night.
If I can get through the next 2 weeks, or a week and a half,
right?
I can honestly say I went a full summer, this is no lie, without having a mosquito bite. There weren't a lot of mosquitoes this year.
Would you
agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I talk about being grateful. You're right.
Yeah.
But I think one could argue that's not good because... mosquitoes are part of our...
No.
Yeah, no, they are.
Mosquitoes? Do you know more? You know what? The mosquitoes kill more human beings than anything on the face of the earth? It's a true story.
True.
It is too. You can look it up.
I will.
Jason?
I will. I don't have time right now, but
Jason,
I will.
I'll look it up.
I got nothing to do this afternoon. So,
mosquitoes are the deadliest living creature on the face of the earth.
There is no way.
It's the truth.
Okay.
It's the truth.
All right. Back to, but anyway, September 1st.
Which one of us majored in biology?
I've only worked with you for a couple of months, but I would say neither of us.
Okay, that's fine. That might be true, but I read a lot of stuff. Are we going to put a wager on this?
Yes, absolutely.
What do we have?
What do we have?
The almond M&Ms.
All right, the almond M&Ms are sitting on my desk.
Yes.
My side. Johnny's got the peanut M&Ms on his side.
But I'm taking those.
Okay.
When Jason
we're
proves
betting
me
the,
right.
And it's the sharing side.
Jason, are you ready?
I am ready.
Go ahead, buddy.
So, according to the CDC, the mosquito kills more people than any other creature in the world.
Do you have a bell? Jason, do you have a bell or something there, Jason? We need a sound effect for that.
I don't believe it.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. One more time. Jason, one more time. There you go. Once more. Once more. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Yes. Isn't that a little...
That's incredible.
Unknown fact. Yes.
Yes.
By the way, I talked to my good buddy yesterday, Mike, who just completed the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, yeah. We talked
about it. 5 or 6 months worth.
That's awesome.
It's interesting. Talked about the rattlesnakes you saw, these other huge snakes, two bear. This lady, I still can't believe this. She's walking the trail with just her dog, and she's blind.
Well, that's why she has a dog.
Well, I know, but you're in the Appalachian Trail. I mean, how do you know if there's this rattlesnake there? Or a bear, that's one of the most courageous human beings I've ever heard of, to be blind and walking the Appalachian Trail.
You know what is courageous is that dog.
Well, I know. It's probably a good dog.
It's probably a great dog.
Probably that phenomenal dog.
That dog doesn't know he's on the Appalachian Trail.
That dog is no Milton. Let's be honest.
I think Milton could do that.
My Lord. Here we go. Don't even get me started on that, man.
I talked to him this morning.
He wouldn't even get out of the car. If you took him there, he'd be like sitting in the car. He's like, I'm not getting out here.
That is
why. Why would I get out here? It's like woods and ticks and things. I'm not getting out.
Yeah. Maybe.
No. Let's go.
You could be right.
Let's go. I think I'm right.
Well,
so anyway, big show today.
Are we bringing that guy on, though, the Appalachian Trail?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple friends of mine have done that. And
he lost 45 pounds.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do that.
And that was a six-month...
He started in March.
Yeah. As we get a little bit older, of course, we're getting there. This bucket list thing, we've talked about that, and I don't want to do that today, but someday I want to get a little bit of a bucket list out of you and me. And is that one of them for you?
No.
To hike the Appalachian Trail?
No.
No? Okay.
5 months of walking?
Yeah.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Five minutes of walking. Exactly. But anyway, like Johnny was just starting to say, we have a great show today.
I was walking through the hallways here. Okay.
Yes.
And I thought, this is a good pace. I'm getting a little burnt. So as the Appalachian Trail? No.
Okay, you're probably right. But there's a lot of cool things that
we
could do. Have you visited every county in Wisconsin?
No.
Okay, so
I don't know the western part of Wisconsin at all. Like around
beautiful.
Menominee, Wisconsin, I don't know that area at all.
It is
Stout, area.
It's great.
It is, huh? Yeah. I've just never
spent
any time there.
Wisconsin. So there's obviously 72 counties in Wisconsin, and my mom said when we were growing up, that's because there's 72 books in the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I
didn't know there were books in the Bible.
Come on, you're an altar boy. You did too. But anyway, they went on these little just weekend little junkets to all 72 counties.
Wow.
Because it's a beautiful, it's a great state. I think, right, Jason? I mean, yeah, you're more familiar with the western part of the state. But
yeah, the western part of the state. It's just the rivers and the way the...
I've been to La Crosse once.
Okay.
The bluffs.
The terrain.
State track tournament.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And no question when you're driving in there. Yeah.
Anyway,
I agree.
That's something I think...
You know what area I like?
I've done all the states. I want to do I think I want to do every county. I think.
They call it, you'd know this. Is it like Saints Hill or Seven Saints something? It's south from here. Something about all the hills. Like, what, each one's named after a saint or something?
No, I know what you're talking about. I've been there. It's not mine, Rad. I know what you're talking about. I will think about it.
That's a real
when we
nice
take
area.
Our break. That's a beautiful
nice rolling
park.
Hills. And
it
all
is.
Those, yeah.
And that's a monastery.
Okay.
And like by Holy Hill. It's
Holy
that,
Hill. That's what I was trying to think of too.
But,
yeah.
But the name of the monastery is something else.
I know.
But Holy Hill is a beautiful part of the state too.
I think that's
you know,
awesome.
There's a guy out there that grows like potatoes and turns it into like vodka and hard liquor. He's got his own private label. I met him at the Kohler Fest. And I'm like, I don't know if he's still, I don't know. I have to look into this, but that's what he does. And he's in that Holy Hill area because the soil there is great for making.
That's where the glacier came through, wasn't it? Isn't that a big thing with the glacier? I think so. Is that where the Ice Age trail is? Well, here you come out, all Barney, big whatever, talking, I've been to every county in the state.
No, I've been to every state in the country.
I thought you said you went to every county in the state.
My parents did. And my parents. Are you kidding? My parents did that after they were retired.
Oh.
That was like their little, you know, like I went to that elder hostel thing yesterday.
What was your dad's name?
Jim.
I can just see your mom. Jim. These kids are driving me crazy. Let's get the heck out of here for the weekend.
There was a lot of that, Johnny.
Vilas County.
There was a lot of that.
I believe it.
Which is great. And he was very good about that. So, yeah. Which they need that. Hey, John started talking and I rudely interrupted. Yeah. We have a great show today. So as many of you know, tonight here in our great state of Wisconsin, we are hosting the Republican debate. And Johnny and I aren't really we're not really a political show. Although this is something we need to talk about, and the person who is very
the
tuned
eyes
in
of
with
the world, Ron Wisconsin,
right? And the person who is tuned in with Civic Media is Todd Albrecht. He's got a show. We're going to introduce him just right after the break. He is one of these just super interesting guys. I think he's 30 years in politics. He was a Republican, was a Democrat. He knows the issues, and I'm excited to get him on to talk about it. Because think about it, Johnny. There's eight people on the stage tonight, and then there's two other people.
Is Trump going to be there?
No.
Oh.
And there's two, and then there's Trump and Biden, and one of those 10 is going to be the president.
Yeah, of the free world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be pretty cool
hear. So we got him, which is great.
He's great. And then, we got a great guest.
Erin Davidson, who's one of my favorite people in the history of media.
I think she's a lot of people's favorite.
I agree.
I mean.
I agree.
The daughter people always wanted.
Yeah.
And then when she went through that whole kidney
transplant,
thing, the liver, was it liver or kidney?
Cancer, no, kidney, I believe.
Kidney. And just the support for her. I mean, people really were concerned. I
offered her one. What?
I don't believe that.
It's true, ask her.
It's 6:15.
I offered her a kidney.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, not yours. Why don't you go talk to that guy over there? He looks like he's got a kidney.
Yes.
Or talk to, And then after that,
With
Erin, because she's still very plugged into the community and knows everything.
I'm going to let you guys handle this next segment.
Well, then there's a big event coming up. It, you know, schools we're kind of back to school, and there's a big event for the Green Bay School District, K-12, and it's their back to school. Is it back to school barbecue? What did he call that? I got it here on my desk somewhere.
Over at Green Bay West?
Yes. So Dr. Tiller, who is, of course, our new superintendent here in Green Bay, started July 1st. He's been a guest on our show once. He's going to come and talk about his, he's been out in the community a lot. I mean, people who follow him, this guy's working it. And he's having all the parents and students to West High School tomorrow. And we're going to talk about what his expectations are, what he's learned in the last month doing his little walk and talks. And Erin will help with that because she knows schools. She knows Green Bay. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting for our listeners because we're going to kind of hit the national thing, right, with Todd. And then we're going to talk to Erin about how her life has been since, you know, stepping away from the media. And then we'll bring Tiller in. So
it's funny. Her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be Big Wayne's boss at MGL Fitness. And when I always get really bad at Wayne, because I'd have him on for half an hour, and we'd spend 2 minutes talking about
MGL?
About MGL Fitness, and 28 minutes talking about Big Wayne stories. Yes.
I bought a treadmill from him. He's a nice guy.
He's great.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He had good equipment.
And, yeah.
Those two are...
All my physical fitness equipment came from there. What?
Those pink
I had one of those ab rollers.
Oh, God.
I wonder what I ever did with that.
No, that's...
Did you use it, though?
Yeah.
Once.
Tore
his stomach muscles, and that was the end of that.
A lot I used it.
Something tells me down in your closet somewhere are some weights.
Yes. Yes. I had a whole in-house weight system from them.
The free weights or the...
No, the machines.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool.
Yeah,
really cool. Yeah.
So where's it now, Johnny?
Well, when I moved, it's like it was too heavy to move, so I left it with the house. You know what? It was one of those things.
Too heavy to use.
In real estate, you've dealt with this too, I'll bet. People are like, well, we'll throw the pool table in for an extra $1,000 and the big oak desk. And then like 2 days before, go, can we just leave that stuff? Nobody's going to buy it. Nobody wants to move. And pianos were another one. Nobody ever wanted to move.
When I bought my house, the guy left a foosball table.
Oh, there you go. Same type thing. But nice. I bet at first you want somebody to buy it.
Oh, I think he tried.
Yeah.
I ended up selling it. I sold it to...
I was never good at foosball.
Yeah.
At foosball.
I'm wrong on the foosball. Oh. What's the thing where you shuffleboard?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and I sold it for $500
a
guy.
That's good.
Who's got a Packer party house.
Oh, which one?
The tie-in was I want to park here for free, too.
All right, cool. All right, we got to set a quick break. Mine and the Mayor just getting it started. Back right after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM and WISS in Oshkosh. And as we mentioned, the entire political world has their eyes on the great state of Wisconsin tonight.
They do, and with good reason. Wisconsin is hosting the first Republican debate, and these debates can be very interesting. And our guest has a lot of history with debates. Great history with politics. Todd Albrecht is joining us. We work for Civic Media, right? That's our parent company, and they have 20 stations throughout the state. And if there's a guru when it comes to politics, it's Todd Albrecht. He's served in the Republican side, the Democrat side, issues driven, which is what we should be. And Todd, thanks for joining us. I know you have a very long day coming up. Your show's on from 1 to 3, but I heard through the grapevine that you're kind of in charge from 6 a.m. until like midnight tonight to make sure, you know, we get the reporting right. So welcome.
Well, gentlemen, I cannot thank you enough for having me on this morning. I may be a semi-public or a political guru. The one thing I can't seem to do is set an alarm. So I apologize. I messed up yesterday.
Yeah.
Mom had knee replacement surgery. I was helping with her. No excuse, but I messed up. So I'm sorry to leave you guys high and dry yesterday. But yeah, we're here today. Happy to be on your show. You guys are killing it up there in Green Bay and Oshkosh. And I think the key thing is whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it's exciting for Wisconsin to get some national attention. I mean, you turn all the national cable shows and today the broadcast networks. They all have people originating from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, you know, that can't be a bad thing, right? At least we can talk about bucks and six if you don't like Republican politics.
Right. But I tell you, the weather's great here. The streets are clean in Milwaukee. It's great to show off our state, our city. I just always loved when the national people would come to Green Bay. And I didn't care what party they were from. I didn't care how they were polling. I just wanted the national media to see our community, you know. And we'd bend over backwards for them. So tonight's a big night, right? There's eight people on the stage, plus there's two other people running. So one of those 10 are going to be the next president. What are you looking for tonight? I mean, there's a lot of people talking, using the word breakout. I mean, what are you looking for?
I think that with Trump not there, we talked about this a little bit yesterday at our show.
Right.
That what I'm looking for is people like Nikki Haley or Asa Hutchinson or Chris Christie or others who have constantly said for the last few months, look, Trump is done. We're over Trump. We're the Republican Party. We're not Donald Trump. Well, you know what? Tonight they get to try to prove that because he won't be there. So if they want to truly break out and be their own person tonight and try to be a different party, we'll all be watching. So I don't know that will happen, but in fairness, tonight is their opportunity to try to do that.
And what an opportunity because, you know, I mean, just some recent polling, there's, 48 of us consider ourselves independents. So I don't know that you want to speak specifically, well, I don't know, I'm not a candidate, but specifically to a party. I think they need to be a little broader in their remarks, don't you?
I mean, ideally, sure, absolutely, especially if they want to do well in the general election for all intents and purposes. We anticipate that Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee again. I don't know that they'll do that simply because they're trying to focus on, as you said, breaking out from Donald Trump. And while the general populace may want them to do that in a general election, to win a Republican primary or in the first Iowa caucus, they're trying to, you know, whittle away at Donald Trump's huge, seemingly unsurmountable lead. And what I'm afraid will happen is that you're going to hear a lot of apologizing for Donald Trump and attacking the Biden Justice Department and then trying to just out-Trump Trump on issues like immigration and, you know, women's health care and things like that. I don't know that you're going to hear a lot different.
Right.
It's a great strategy to try to win a Republican primary. It's not a great strategy to set yourself up when it's run against Joe Biden. But I think the key thing is we see here in Wisconsin, and you guys probably saw this last week. I mean, Kamala Harris was in Chicago talking about the youth vote and talking about things like the environment, talking about things like, you know, pushing back on, you know, expanding women's right to choose, unlike in Wisconsin, where they don't have that choice now on abortion in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Brian Shimmy in Wisconsin also recognizing, hey, there's a problem. I guess that's the first step, right? But he recognizes there's a problem with the youth vote, but he wants to try to court them with issues like crime and inflation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that old, guys. I've been at UWGB. I've been at Oshkosh. I'm a graduate of UW Platteville.
Right.
I don't know in today's day and age in 2023 if the Republicans have the right issue to get that vote.
Yeah. Do you get to talk to these candidates? I mean, you as Todd Ulbrich, you know, the guru for Civic Media, do you meet with them or are you just in the audience?
How do they Pacific Media?
No, Civic.
Oh, I thought you just said Pacific Media.
No, we are.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
We're Pacific. No, we're.
It would be right.
I know, right?
It would be right.
Yeah. If they want to send me to a remote out in Seattle, I'll go.
I'm with you.
But with do you, I just always found in my previous job, these candidates being.
He was mayor.
Being super friendly, like just all of them just wanted to meet. And do they treat you all right? Are you going to get in the Q&A? Or are you guys just, so how do they do this tonight?
We are, you know, we do not have a credential to be in the spin room afterwards.
Mm.
But our show is going to originate. I mean, the 2-hour kind of pregame show, as we're calling it, from 6 to 8 will be across the street from the Deer District and Fiserv Forum. And so, you know, we may have a couple of, you know, managers of campaigns stop over. We're still working on that. But I don't know that any candidates are going to stop by. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right that I mean, the funny thing is I talked to somebody, I won't say their name. I talked to someone who is a national figure last night who's in Milwaukee already, who has left the party, Republican Party, like I did. And he said, you know, Todd, it's crazy because these guys all know what's going on, and they're looking at me going, man, you know, we wish we could have done what you did and walked right. away. But they did. When you see them face to face, they're decent people face to face. It's just that they pontificated all this crap.
Oh man. I've met a lot of presidents, but I met Trump too, and just super nice guy. But boy, then sometimes you see him, it's like, I don't know. Hey, Todd, we're going to come up against a break. Can we hold you over? I got a couple more questions I want to ask you. Or do you have to get back
I'll
to
be
bed?
Here.
You have to get back to bed, or are you good?
No, I'm on my way to Milwaukee, guys.
Okay, cool. All right.
Thanks, Todd. We'll have you.
Hang tight.
Stick around. Mind on the Mayor. We'll be back right after this.
In my life.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mirror. What is that little Michael Jackson Thriller?
Well, it's Thriller because of tonight.
Yep.
Nice. Tonight's going to be a thriller. We are joined here by.
Did you used to dance this when it came on MTV? I can see you doing it. I can see you doing it.
Talking to me or Todd?
Talking to you.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. We got a very special guest on the line right now as the Civic Media, 20 stations in the state of Wisconsin. One of the best shows hails from Richland, and that's from 1 to 3. It's a Todd Albrecht show. And this guy knows politics like. Some people think they do. He really knows it. And he's joining us today. He's going to be our eyes and ears to the Republican convention this evening with 8 people on stage.
Who is the moderator?
Who's moderating this thing, Todd?
I believe it's Brett Baer. Okay. And I forget the other person's name.
Yeah, they got to control that debate. I was no fan of the moderators. And then especially when they open it up to the crowd with all this jeering and cheering, it's like gladiator stuff. It's like, come on, this is serious business. I mean, this is the president.
But you guys know politics and you know entertainment. I mean, media. I think that's what they want. I think that's what both the RNC and Fox want. They want a spectacle. They want entertainment. They're having it in the Pfizer Forum, for God's sake.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they want that.
Hey, what, you know, I listened to a couple of your shows, so I know the answer, but what subjects do you want discussed, and what subjects do you think should be discussed? Because I know what I want discussed, which isn't going to be discussed, but I want to hear what, you know, you talked about immigration yesterday or the day before. You think that's, they're going to come up with a plan finally after 25 years?
I'm not optimistic. I mean, I could BS my way through it, but I'll just cut to the chase. You know, I worked for former Congressman Scott Klug back in the 90s, a moderate Republican. I worked for State Senator Dale Schultz while he was majority leader.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've dealt a lot with it. There was a time when I considered myself an expert on immigration. Now it's been 20 years. But here's the thing. I've seen both Republicans and Democrats in Washington not be willing to put the money in to truly overhaul the immigration system to have enough people to process things in a timely fashion. Also, you guys might remember the name Bob Casten, former U.S. Senator back in the 80s or 90s
SBA.
From Wisconsin Republican. He came up with the Central American Scholarship Program, which said, you know what, rather than use all these trillions of dollars in defense to fight a full war with Russia via Central America, let's bring really smart, hardworking, low-income students from Central America, give them a 2-year ride to a university, one of which was in UW-Richland, and then educate them, and with the requirement they go back to their home country for at least 2 years to educate from within. It was a great program. You would never have a Republican author a bill like that today. And the key is we have to try to make the places where these folks come from who are undocumented better. Because most of them want to stay if the conditions are right. And then you have to invest money to process things in a timely fashion. And both Republicans and Democrats, not all, but most, want to do that. They just don't want to do that. And then you have the right ginning up all this rhetoric on immigration that simply isn't true. Quick example. Had a caller this week that said, oh, the Biden administration's trying to force me to take illegals in my home.
That Maryland
thing? The story was from public radio out in Maryland, where the state of Maryland said, you know what, DeSantis and Abbott are sending so many people here via planes and buses without making accommodations for them. We're asking, does anyone want to volunteer to accept a family in their home for a short period of time to help out with housing? Yeah. And so the right just gins this up and uses the base of truth and puts a bunch of lies on top of it to gin up the Trump mega base.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that story. I do think, though, that overhaul is the right word, and that takes leadership. It is so hard in government. There's so many committees, and, of course, we've got to deal with the media. But and that system needs to be overhauled. And I think if someone would say – I think these guys say too much about too many things, and I just think you go in with three things and say, look, if you want these three things done – and I'm a big thing on campaign finance reform. I just think it's crazy what we're doing. The money that people – I always thought that – well, and I understand there's laws to that, but – you know, I thought it, you know, maybe a dollar per person. So, you know, but even when Governor Walker ran, I think, you know, we have 5 million people in the state or what, 5.5. But those guys were up at like $9-10 million. I thought that was a lot for our little state. And then every other commercial. But I think if we're going to let them spend whatever they want, I wish we would come up with a policy that 10% of all campaign goes to like the homeless or something. I mean, you write a check to somebody for $250 bucks. And once you want like $25 of that to at least go to help the homeless or do something, but it's crazy.
And you know what? A thoughtful, good idea like that would be called a socialist communist tonight on the stage. I'm just telling you, that's true. If you said something thoughtful and actually that meant something like you just said, every single person on that stage would probably call you a communist socialist and say you're a left-wing lunatic. I'm serious.
Far from it. Far from it. But yeah,
I know you aren't, but I'm just saying that's what we've gotten today with the current iteration of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that your listeners, our listeners, should be thinking about measure what you see tonight against Tommy George Thompson, a great governor who used to say, still says, in politics, there are people who want to be and people who want to do. Tommy Thompson was a person who did. Scott Walker was a person who wanted to be. And then you measure that against people like Toby Roth, Mark Green, Rob Coles, who's still in the state Senate in Green Bay, Michael G. Ellis, the late, great Michael Ellis.
Right.
And you ask yourself, the people that you see on the stage tonight, would they measure up and hold a candle to any of the people that I just mentioned? I bet the answer is no.
I like the litmus test of be or, you know, I think that's important or you want to do. And I think, you know, they try in politics. Well, you know this because you've been in it, and I know a little bit about it too. You're just not going to please anybody. Sorry about that. Everybody.
You're not going to please everybody, right?
Right. Sure, but absolutely. I think once you realize that, look, I'm going to do my best for the majority of the people, I think you can move the ball. But so tonight, I hope people tune in tonight. I think this is really important. I hope people aren't like turned off from politics. It has been pretty toxic the last, you know, 8 years. Probably a lot's been toxic longer than that. But I think it's important. You know, we're hoping when we talk to Mike Crute, you know, who we work for, we really want more people to get engaged in their local races. You know, so many people run unopposed right now. That's not a problem with the Republican Party for tonight. I mean, you got 8 people on there and a lot of people who wanted to be on that stage that aren't because they didn't qualify, which I think is a really good. I like that policy that they got to get the 40,000. Well, I don't like the way they did it, but I mean, I do like the policy. But tonight, you think we're going to hear respect from each other? Or you think they're going to get into this dogfight?
Well, that's really cool. The cool thing that'll be, if you want to tune in between 6 and 8 tonight, we're going to have Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Projects, Trigvi Olson, a longtime Wisconsinite, now with the Lincoln Project, and also Stuart Stevens. All three of those guys have worked on races like George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, John McCain, and they're going to tell you what happens in these green rooms before going on stage. And a lot of this, I'll give you a preview, is that campaigns will decide, okay, on the economy, we're all going to gang up on Nikki Haley and her terrible record as governor. And on immigration, we're all going to gang up on DeSantis and his terrible record. This is all, a lot of this is it's got a little bit like professional wrestling, where it's all staged before they go out there.
Yeah.
And so, no, I don't think you'll see a lot of respect. I think you're going to see them beating each other up.
We don't need that. They don't need
well,
that.
I mean, that's just the reality of it, right?
Right.
They're all, this is as you know, politics is the ultimate sport, and they're fighting for survival. There's a lot of money, a lot of rich donors, and this is all on the line tonight because, you know, remember, Walker didn't survive much past a couple of debates in his short-lived presidential run in 2016. If you don't do well tonight, your money is going to dry up. But as you guys know, money is the mother's milk of politics.
Yeah, I will say this, and people have to realize, not people have to realize, candidates need to know that you've got to win the primary before you can pass go.
Right.
And there's so many people that I've talked to, they come to see me and, oh, you know, mayor, I'm thinking of running for city council, county board, whatever. But everybody knows me, so I'm not going to do much for the primary. And then they lose in the primary. I'm like, dude, you got to win the primary or you're not in the race. You know what I mean? That happens all the time.
But Mayor, you bring up a great point. And that is what you did in Green Bay. I spent a couple of terms as a city council person back in Richland Center.
Right.
The city council alders, the village board trustees, you know, people on your city council, your mayors, those are folks that are getting stuff done. And people should, you know, kind of be able to separate themselves to what the spectacle that you see on tonight. You know, most of that kind of horse crap is not happening in your local town hall. Those are your friends and neighbors. And regardless of people's political ideology, we have to learn to trust our friends and neighbors. And a lot of that gets into election integrity, which the 2020 election was the safest, most fair and accurate election in American history. And we have to remember that it's our retired people, people in our communities that take days off to serve as poll workers. Our election system in Wisconsin is strong, it is healthy,
yeah.
And we have to make sure that we're respecting our friends and neighbors, our local communities, who are doing that very, very important duty.
Yeah. Hey, the other broad issue that I think, you know, both parties, I would like one of the candidates tonight to say, you know what, one of my top three priorities is term limits. You think that's going to happen?
Right.
I know it's not. But
you're big into that, aren't you? Even on the local level, you've talked about that before.
We passed it here in Green Bay,
yeah.
Todd.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
It was hard. It was so difficult because, of course, what a lot of these people are doing is voting in their exit plan. You know, it's their off ramp because they're like, oh, let the voters decide. But yeah, and it's binding, too. It wasn't because we've done advisory referendums here in Green Bay, but, you know, they don't listen to those. But a binding referendum, I'm a big, Johnny knows that we've talked about this off air too, John and I, but I just think campaign finance report, I just think these are very general things that we need to do to bring some confidence back in our system. And you think anybody's going to speak to that?
Well, I'm being honest. No, I don't. But to your point, you know, about a month ago or so, Paul Ryan, one of Wisconsin's favorite son, certainly no left-wing Lily. A principled conservative like Paul Ryan, now retired Speaker of the House from Janesville, Wisconsin.
And vice president candidate. I mean, he was a vice president candidate, right? Him and Romney?
Right,
I mean,
right.
Think about this.
11 years ago, the standard bearer for the Republican Party was Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Right.
And I don't know that either one of those could get elected today. And so my point is that, again, as you look at who's up there tonight and you think about this, Paul Ryan was on CBS this morning here about a month ago. He said, if Donald Trump is the nominee, I will not be in Milwaukee next summer for the Republican convention. I will not support Donald Trump again, and I will not vote for him again. And he said, you know what? I'm just not one of these social, you know, people that's great to score points in a primary. But he said, I'm looking at things like the economy. I'm looking at things that make a difference to people's pocketbooks. And I think those are real debates that we should be having in America and in Wisconsin with a two-party system or more. But to your point, Mayor, I don't think that you're going to see these, you know, things like the act people talk about, term limits, right? Nobody's going to talk about that tonight. We're going to be talking about these social agenda things that are divisive. And again, think to yourself, if the party that was started here in Ripon, Wisconsin, where this show is played out today, if Paul Ryan is no longer welcome in this party, where has the Republican Party gone today?
I think maybe it's going through a transition, but I think both parties can be strong. But I do think the person who can break out is going to have these overreaching issues, but I could be totally wrong. Highest I ever
who
got.
Who do you like? I mean, who do you think?
Oh, no, I can't
do.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm not saying who you're going to vote for. I'm just saying who do you. I think the person that could actually break out is Chris Christie because he's the one that has.
Oh, he's too much of a bully. He's a bully. What? He's a bully. He's. We don't need that. We need someone with integrity.
Willing to stand up to Trump and could say it to his face that January 6th was an insurrection and you're unqualified to be president. Nobody else is saying that. Yeah. Or maybe Asia Hutchinson.
Okay, the person I know the best on that stage is Nikki Haley. So, and I like to know people that I vote for, but I don't know yet. I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to be following you, Todd Albrecht, 1 to 3, here on 97.9 WGBW. I get our call letters wrong.
It's only
sorry,
3 months.
That's only been 3 months, Todd. I'm learning.
I gave up on that stuff long ago. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. All right. I appreciate you. You're killing it.
Thank you, Todd. Have a
appreciate
great
it very much.
Have a good day.
We're going to set a quick break. Aaron Davidson will be joining us. Dr. Tiller will be joining us. A lot more to come. I'm Mind with the Mayor after this. Ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. Welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Well, that was a spirited discussion. That's your wheelhouse there, brother.
I love it. I it's so important, Johnny. I don't know why more people don't get out and vote. I know people are frustrated, and I know the media is hard to, they spin these things, but I don't know. It's an important job, and I don't know. I think politics is part of our livelihood, right?
And well, it
makes
sure
a huge difference. The taxes you pay, your Social Security or your Medicare, but when you get a little bit older, but just infrastructure and immigration and I don't know, term limits. And I think it's a great, back in the day, they didn't have term limits because the founding fathers didn't think we needed term limits. I thought, okay, you're gonna go in, kind of do your duty, come back. And now it's not one party. It's both parties. I mean, you look at Schumer and just some of these people, 40 years, and McConnell, 42 or something. It's crazy that those people are there that long. And, well, I know a lot. Yeah, you do. But, pass it on to a younger 35-year-old. So
who's the one out in California? Feinstein?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she like 90 or something?
Oh, and 89, I think. Yeah. And there's really some issues. I mean, I feel sorry for her. That you look at some of these, she ran a meeting and she's talking and her aide just whispers in her ear, vote yay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. She looks at him like, okay. And it's like, okay, come on. Did you know how powerful those people get after they're there for a while? I mean, the way our system works is long.
Who was the guy from like West Virginia? Bird? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he like forever?
Well, Strom Thurmond was
Strom Thurmond too. Okay.
Sitting there in diapers, making decisions for the country.
But I mean, it was
that Bird was that kind of great vocabulary, though, right?
I remember, and I don't know why. Like I said, I just don't follow politics the way I probably should. But I remember one time, some young politician thought he was going to kind of one up this old codger, and wow, did he lay out the law to him about. What amendment this was and yada, yada. I mean, just unbelievable.
You got to go in there with mutual respect. And there, that doesn't happen. I don't know. You remember the whole Dan Quayle thing, and he was.
Potato?
Well, no, that was not the potato thing so much as he said he was, he knew Kennedy or something.
And
Bergstrom or what was his name? Bankston? Who was not Bankston?
Yeah, Lloyd Berenson or something like that.
Yeah.
Sir, I knew John Kennedy. Kennedy was a friend of mine. Right. You, sir, are no John Kennedy.
And just that was totally uncalled for. He didn't have to.
And Quayle said something like, that was uncalled for.
It was. And it was. Yeah. And I don't know. They both kind of went off into. Anyway, politics, the right person can do a great job. And we just have to find that right person. And we'll see tonight. I mean, I'm obviously going to watch it, This stuff.
How would you like to be a moderator?
I get energy. I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that. And I think I tried to moderate the mayoral debate here in Green Bay and they wouldn't let me. But I think a moderator needs to know because these guys get up there and they might try to spin machine a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the game, isn't it?
We call that BS.
Did you ever see the movie?
There was some of that going on.
Did you ever see the movie with Woody Harrelson? It was about Sarah Palin.
Oh.
It was all about preparing her for the debates. And they finally realized, okay,
that
you know,
must have been
it was interesting. It's a great movie. And they finally decided, you know what? We can't just fill her with all this information in such a short time. And it's like, you're basically an actress. Get out there and act. And that's basically what she did then. Yeah. And that was the basis of this whole movie, that once she did that, she was a lot more comfortable than trying to remember the name of the prime minister of Zimbabwe or whatever.
Yeah. She was a campaigner. She was obviously in Green Bay with McCain. And
so she gave you a really big hug once, right?
Yeah, she
did. Really big. Uncomfortably long. That's what you told me. You told me it was uncomfortably long.
She was a mayor.
Okay.
We have a...
Wasilia.
We have a kindred... We have a... It's just... Yeah, we just like each other because we were all... And it's like...
It's like when Aaron Davidson walks in the room.
Right. That, now
same
that's,
type of thing.
It is. It's just... She just takes the energy out of the room.
Look at the hug
just,
she's giving you now.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Oh, Aaron, that's enough. Dude, Aaron, I'm on the air.
Aaron,
I got to get back to work.
Sarah Palin. Wow.
I got to get back to work.
Wow.
Aaron Davidson, who we talked about earlier this morning, talk about someone who should be in politics, Johnny.
I agree.
is just... loved by everyone. It's great to, you look awesome.
Thank you so much. Good morning. It's great to be here. Yeah,
we're glad you're on.
How's your drive down for? Is it Peshtigosh?
It's Wasaki.
Oh,
Wasaki. The village of
Wasaki. Nice.
Wasaki.
Yes.
Wasaki.
I saw
a lot of woodland creatures on the way.
Did you really?
Didn't run into any. So
no, that's good.
It started out well.
All right. Because we have this roadkill cleanup program, I think, aren't we?
Are we? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's three years now, I think, I've been retired. It went by in a flash and finding plenty to do.
All right.
As they always say.
And you must have been a little saddened by your Hawaii. You like to go to Hawaii. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Have been there many times with holiday vacations. And Lahaina is just, it boggles the mind to think of all of that destruction
right.
and the people that died.
Yeah.
It's just, it's incredible.
Johnny and I were at the Patriots game. John's a little bit more into football than I am. And we were the guest of Holiday Travel.
Oh,
on
yes,
Saturday.
Yes.
It was great. So
yeah, I was expecting to see you there.
I
told Jim, I said, well, Aaron will probably be here, Aaron and Mike.
You know what? I couldn't go to that game, but I'm going later on in the season.
We used your extra tickets, just so you know.
Oh, good.
And we drank your extra booze and ate your extra cheese curds. We put a dent in the
yes,
the service.
We did.
I'm sure you did me proud.
We did. That was great. And I was thinking about you because I know you and Tom Zelaski have done and Tom Mahoney too, right? Doesn't he do that Hawaii thing or no?
Yes, he started it all. It started just the weather people could do it, and then they eventually had the news people.
Then I did it 1 year. I want to say about 95, 96 when I was at Channel 5. I did it,
and you're starting to do it again.
Well, I'm doing the Brewers.
Oh, the Brewers.
Yeah, spring training for the Brewers
and the Grand Teton.
Well, I can't make that one.
The Grand Teton.
I want to do that one that you do, like Normandy.
Yes,
I would love to do that.
Okay, I'm like John. This is our host. She's in charge of it, and he keeps lobbying for a job in her skybox, drinking her booze, eating her food. Hey, I want to do the Normandy thing. I want to do that. I think John. I think she knows that
he's taking over my life. No, honestly, that would be a great trip for you because. It's World War II history.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And he knows that. Like
I would love
else.
That.
Yeah.
All right. We got to send a quick break. Aaron Davidson is in the house. It's so good to have you here, Aaron. We got so much to talk about.
Right.
And as we mentioned, Dr. Tiller's coming up at the bottom of the hour. So if you can just chime in and help with that, put on your old news lady face.
Sure.
Once
if I
again.
Remember.
He's awesome.
Yes. All right. We got to send a quick break. Aaron Davidson is joining us. Mino and the Mayor. Back after this.
Does it?